Hello there. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by Procter & Gamble, the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco.
Hey, Lou, one of the neighbors donate this cherry pie?
Why?
Juicy cherries. And this flaky brown crust. Sure take my hat off to whoever made this.
But, honey, I did.
You did?
Yes.
But how come? First you swear off pie making because your crusts are tough. Then you produce a masterpiece like this.
Well, I found out something wonderful, Ed. It's a new pastry method developed by the makers of Crisco.
Crisco?
Yes. Crisco's a pure all-vegetable shortening that's wonderful for pies. And this new pastry method, why, it's a marvel. Even I can be sure of lovely, flaky pie crust.
Yes, every woman who's had trouble with tough pie crust can be sure of tender, flaky pastry now. And why? Because Crisco's surefire new pastry method does away with the two big causes of tough pie crust. Too much water in your dough and too much handling. You see, other recipes don't tell you the exact amount of water to use. You add a little water and a little more to your dough till you think it's about right. And too often you use too much water. So you get a sticky dough, a tough crust. But Crisco's easy new method does away with that guesswork. It tells you just how much water to use. So you get a dough that doesn't crumble or split. That's much easier to roll out. And boy, what wonderful pie crust. A delicate golden brown pie crust that's tender and flaky, yet doesn't crumble. So try this easy new Crisco method. You'll find the step-by-step directions right at your store, printed on the contest blanks for Crisco's Double Cash Contest. If by any chance your dealer doesn't have his supply yet, he will very soon. So just ask him to put aside one of the contest blanks with Crisco's pastry method on it. From now on, be sure of tender, flaky pies. Use pure, all-vegetable Crisco with Crisco's sensational new pastry method. Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook and their Mr. Rush Cook spending a quiet evening at home. The male members of the family are seated on the davenport with sections of the newspaper, while wife and mother Sade, in her husband's easy chair, industriously mends gentlemen's socks. And now this conversation.
Vic, will you be a wonderful, fine, elegant fella and do something without kicking and complaining?
Oh, what's this now?
Well, will you?
Will I what?
Do a person a tiny little trivial favor without making enormous...
Nothing open, Dr. Steve. What you got up your sleeve?
Here I am trying to ask my husband to do something for me and scared he'll put up a holler.
Must be quite a something you have in mind asking.
It's nothing. Nothing at all.
Hmm.
Wouldn't take 15 minutes of your time.
Hmm.
Wouldn't take 10 minutes of your time.
Oh, Sunday saved.
Well, sir, I see you people have struck up a conversation. By George,
yes,
I believe...
Yes, I brought down tomorrow afternoon.
What?
Oh, for Pete's sake. What's eating your mother necktie, Clara?
I don't know.
I believe I'll take my newspaper out in the kitchen where I can read in peace and quiet without hysterics.
Oh, now, hey, I'll tell you what I said.
What'd you say?
Well, will you meet Miss Afflock downtown tomorrow afternoon?
What for?
Exchange some merchandise in at Jamilton's.
Oh, lady stuff.
Exchange some merchandise in at Jamilton's?
Yes.
Perhaps you'd best explain.
Well, I'm afraid you'll scream like a panther.
Is it his gravy boat here surmised? Lady stuff?
Yes.
I want no part of it.
No, Vic, you gotta be a sport and play ball.
I refuse to become involved in any ridiculous situation where a gang of women...
15 minutes of your time. Won't require 10 minutes of your time.
Why should I meet Miss Apparat downtown tomorrow afternoon?
Because you're a husband.
Lady stuff, lady stuff, lady stuff.
Nobody said anything to you, mister.
I was only thinking out loud.
Well, don't.
Oh.
Why should I meet Miss Apparat downtown tomorrow afternoon, Sadie?
Because you're the husband.
Oh.
Here's the thing of it. Remember that little Christmas present of mine you got hidden away?
No.
Sure you do.
No.
The package the Thimble Club ladies give you to hide.
Oh, those wash rags?
Don't say wash rags. I'm not supposed to know anything about wash rags.
Oh.
lady stuff.
You appreciate what I'm talking about now?
Very, very vaguely.
The Thimble Club ladies give you a package with a Christmas gift inside it, and you were supposed
That wasn't me. That was Rush. They give it to Rush to hide. Here, Rush, you chat with Mama. I'm going out in the kitchen.
No, sir, now you sit still.
It was Rush had the passage. Wasn't it Rush?
It certainly was, Gov.
It was Rush.
Well, we'll make out like it was you. Better not have children in on this. Miss Apparat don't want to meet children downtown.
Say, please.
Here's the thing of it. Since the Thimble Club ladies bought me them wash rags for Christmas, the Hamiltons have got in a new stock of wash rags that's 1,000,000% better quality. Same price and all, but 1,000,000% better quality. Miss Apparat found out about this new stock of wash rags and naturally wanted to exchange the ones the ladies bought me for the nicer ones.
Sadie, please.
Why do you keep saying, Sadie, please?
I don't want to meet Miss Apparat downtown.
You gotta meet Miss Apparat downtown. You're the husband.
Oh,
lady stuff.
Miss Apparat will telephone you tomorrow morning at the office. She'll ask you to dig up my Christmas present out of its hiding place and bring it down to Hamilton's at some specified time. She'll be there to meet you, and the two of you'll exchange the merchandise. That's absolutely all there is to it, and like I say, it won't require 10 minutes of your time.
But why? Why?
You appreciate why.
I don't. I take my solemn oath I don't.
Well, this is just talky-talk.
Rush, my boy, maybe you can throw some light on this bewildering business.
Sure. It's just lady stuff. To begin
I'm
with...
I'm not supposed to know the Thimble Club ladies give you a Christmas present for me. I'm 100% ignorant there's a package hidden away someplace here in the house. That's strictly between you and the Thimble Club ladies. That's your own little wicked secret.
My own wicked little secret. Did you hear that, Rush? My own wicked little secret.
Lady stuff.
After the holidays, we can all have a hearty laugh. Hey, what's the idea, Miss Apparat, you meeting my husband downtown on the sly? He told me about it. He told me how the two of you sneaked down to Hamilton's and exchanged my Christmas present.
Oh. Why, George, I believe this is the worst lady stuff
ever. Tomorrow noon after dinner, you dig the package out of your hiding place when I'm not looking. Keep it under your coat so I can't see, and take it down to wherever you arrange to meet Miss Apparat.
See, will you talk to me man to man a minute?
Sure.
In the first place, I don't even know where the wash rags are hidden.
Will you quit saying wash rags?
You said you'd talk to me man to man.
I will. Quit saying wash rags. I don't know anything about any wash rags. You have something to say, why, say package.
I don't even know where the package is hidden.
Well, I certainly don't. Get Rush off to one side when I'm not around. Come to him for information.
I forgot.
You forgot what?
Well, you hid the wash rags.
Way back in the buffet.
Oh.
Did you hear that, Vic?
Yeah.
Tonight, when I go to bed, I'll take the package upstairs and put it in your dresser drawer. And you won't get to fishing around in the buffet and mussing up my folded tablecloths and things.
Sadie, will you give me a frank, honest answer to a question or two?
I won't answer any foolish questions.
Since you know you're getting wash rags for Christmas, since Miss Apparat knows you know it, why can't you simply exchange them yourself?
I call that a foolish question.
Lady stuff.
Yes, I call that a foolish question. The best part of Christmas presents is the surprise. You know that as well as I do. The Thimble Club ladies want their gift to be a surprise. That's why they give it to you on the sly and told you to hide it where I couldn't find it.
But you hid it yourself.
I don't believe we require any comments from you, Rush.
Oh. But you hid the package yourself, Sadie, and your new wash rags were inside.
Oh, that's all ancient history. I've forgotten all that. I'll be terrible surprised and thrilled Christmas morning when you scalawags hand me my gift and tell me it's from the Thimble Club ladies.
Will you also be terribly surprised and thrilled when you find out Miss Apparat and myself had a secret meeting downtown in Hamilton's?
Well, of course.
I don't feel very well.
Goodness, what oceans of talky-talk over some little tiny trivial business that ain't worth a hill of beans.
Why, George, in the entire course of my career...
Something on your chin.
Yeah?
Breadcrumbs, looks like.
Oh.
Ish.
One more question, Sadie.
Yeah?
Does Miss Apparat know that I know she's going to telephone me at the office in the morning? You girls talk that all over.
Yes. She hesitated to call up and ask you if there was any chance you might turn her down. I said I'd fix it and let her know.
Then Miss Apparat knows that I know that you know that she knows that we all know. Oh, my head's beginning to spin.
Well, I should think it would. All this big, enormous chatter over nothing. Mm-hmm. You'll do this little measly favor for me, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, will you?
Yeah.
fine. Take the package down with you underneath your coat tomorrow noon. Bring the other package back home with you underneath your coat. You can put it in your dresser drawer, and I'll get it and hide it again in the buffet.
How you trim yourself, huh?
I don't think we need sarcasm and trash. Goodness, you'd take all the fun and surprise out of Christmas.
I'm a monster, no mistake.
And look, now don't you sulk and pout when you meet Miss Applewhite tomorrow. You and her have hatched up this wicked stunt between you, see. Laugh and make jokes about how you terrible scalawags are pulling the wool over my eyes.
Oh.
Then after the holidays, we can all have a big dandy laugh over how I got completely fooled.
I'm not feeling well.
Oh, I expect you'll live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I better notify Ruthie you agreed to meet Miss Applewhite.
Ruthie?
Yes.
What's Ruthie got to do with it?
She's our go-between.
Go-between?
Yes.
Go-between. You hear that, Rush? Go-between.
Lady stuff.
Well, you see, I couldn't very well talk this over with Miss Applewhite. I'm not supposed to know anything about it. Same thing as this afternoon.
What about this afternoon?
Well, I said I'd discuss details with Miss Applewhite. Well, I didn't. Ruthie talked with her and then called me up and dropped hints. So now I'll telephone Ruthie and give her the go-ahead to notify Miss Applewhite you're expecting her to get in touch with you at the office in the morning. 2572X, please. Yes. They may have gone to the picture show.
Mm-hmm.
Something's on Fred particularly wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
What's on, Rush?
Gloria Goldman, four-fisted Frank Futtleman, and Your Stolen Hugs and Kisses Are So Sweet, emergency balloon parachutist Gregory. It's all about...
Hello, Fred. Yes. Oh, fine. Is she there handy? Will you please, Fred?
Game of Rummy, Gal?
I don't feel very good.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I just don't feel very good.
I imagine you'll survive.
Mm.
Hello there, lady. Oh, just sitting around the living room here with her teeth in her mouth. Oh? Well, I just got through saying to Vic, I bet you people are going to take in the Bijo tonight. Uh-huh. He's fine? Why, I suppose. Just a second. You plan on being in your office all morning tomorrow?
Oh.
Well, do you?
Oh.
Yes, lady, he'll be there. Why do you ask? Secrets, huh? You wicked scalawags hatching up some terrible plot I don't know anything about. Well, I just thought I'd give you a ring, Ruthie. Uh-huh. All right, lady. You bet. Goodbye. They're going to the picture show. What you staring at me so funny for? What are you staring at me funny for? Rush. I asked you a question. I said, what are you staring at me funny for?
Lady stuff.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Vic and Sade until the next time. You know, maybe you think I like to stand here and dream up wonderful-sounding fried foods just to make you hungry. Like sweet potatoes, for instance. French fried, the Crisco way. Oh, boy. Golden centers, sweet as sugar, all wrapped up in crispy brown crusts. But I wouldn't tempt you like this if I couldn't honestly promise you that those Crisco French fried sweets are digestible, too. Why, in answer to a question sent doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. And when you realize this snowy white Crisco is pure and all vegetable, I think you'll even give the youngsters Crisco fried foods without a fear. Now, perhaps you've used old-fashioned fats from a mistaken idea of thrift, but they're more expensive now. And pure, all-vegetable Crisco, a quality shortening, costs less than 2 cents a day for frying. So, for delicious, digestible fried foods, use pure, digestible Crisco. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.